Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. You know, I've written that song, I Want My Hollywood Dreams Come True, because, you know, it's about going for a dream. It's so hard, the hard business around it for me. Here it is. Briefly, and being on Vivo and releasing my music the last 18 years with podcasts, it was great that I got exposure. But one thing I had, including when I first came out here doing demos, is I try very hard to keep away from the frauds and the con artists. As again, I tell you in previous podcasts, about this. But before we get started, I'm going to just say, I'm going to make a disclaimer. Everything that I say on my podcast from the past and present is PG-13. Anything on my podcast is not designed to offend others or cause any harm to others. When I speak from the mind, and my mind is very reliable in terms of expression and respect for others, meaning there's no desire on my podcast to support or to facilitate any type of illegal activities or anything that goes against the law. Also, at the same time, my podcast promotes tolerance and open-mindedness, but it does not promote any type of discrimination or any way. While previous podcasts I spoke about personal situations and so on, I have respect for those who I talked about in every way, shape, or form. People, regardless of where they come from, are equal to me. And I feel that the podcast, while millions of people are doing it, is a form of expression for me to allow me to express my opinions. These are my opinions, and while I feel they're very important, they're not designed to violate the law in any way. So I leave it at that. Now, back to my show. Now, I'm going to be doing disclaimers all the time because let people know what I stand on my podcast. They are designed for expression, and they're not designed to violate or cause any harm in relation to the law. Okay? Well, anyway, the topic is the music and the art business. As I said before, the music business is very difficult. I've been out here so long. I feel that I spent so much time, you know, when I was younger, I was doing so much. I played the piano today, and I worked very hard. I paid my dues probably many lives over not just decades, but lives paid it considerably.
But as I said before, I dealt with frauds and liars and crazy people who want to undermine that gift that I have in music. I told you in a previous podcast that I came across people who said that they made $100,000 off my song, they sampled it, and I never allowed that. Not only is it legally, on the civil matter, a violation for a lawsuit, it's also criminal. I never signed anything away, as I said before in previous podcasts. Even though that's the case, I still have people who come around who want to undermine my gift and my genius in music or intellectual, etc. Because I haven't, you know, people also, on the other hand, criticize where I stand with my life, my artistry, in terms of economic forecasts and so on, and where I stand in life by calling me loser and so on, because they think I'm wasting it away or something. And I know that that's evil. Those type of people I stay away from because they're ignorant and they're dangerous, just like the frauds and con artists. The fraud and con artist ID theft has been apparent in this situation, where these con artists think that they have a right to use my song without me knowing, which is forgery and criminal, and also a civil matter. You know, that's not right. But at the same time, these same people have mental problems. They're doing it to press buttons, and they're jealous, and something is wrong with them mentally, which is exactly why they're negative, and I stay away from them permanently. I stay away from any type of negativity or people like that. I was wondering why some of these people that came around, I haven't seen in years, whether they're from my hometown or what they come out, what are they doing? What's coming out here and then all of a sudden want to be a rapper? And what are they going to try to say? Well, from their mouths, objective to say they're going to take my songs and use it without me knowing and steal. I mean, that's evil. That's a monster. But at the same time, I think they got some mental problems because they make up stories. But regardless, I stay away from them. But for me, for my music, in dealing with this, I realize the jealousy is so egregious, where these people take their jealousy or take their narrow-minded, ignorant opinion that's not based on reality, but based on being an evil person, or, you know, and put it on me for no apparent reason. Except that they're jealous or they got some problem with living around people or me who they don't know or don't understand. Well, my thing is that I have to continue because it's part of who I am, but I get frustrated. Yeah, the rejections, I got tired of being rejected. I made so many demos and I haven't gotten the recognition I feel I deserve. The best way for me to say is for that is to continue to persist, and no matter what happens, continue to believe. I have to be nice, too, because my life has been so hard, not just with music, but outside of music, for me to relay that expression. And it takes a lot of knowledge and strength to deal with this situation. That's the way it has to be acknowledged as the way out of this situation. And it's not going to be easy because of these threats or lies or delusions that these people around me or come around me or say online or whatever. I had to put my songs in my own publishing company. And yes, I'm going to talk about that too. The lies that they said that somebody else owned the music and stuff, that's not true. I own the music. There is no one else. I own the publishing. I own the songwriting rights. If you get somebody out there saying that Dove Knight signed this, no, that's not true. I even had somebody say they pretended to be me. I'm like, God, that is going too far. But those are allegations, and those are people who got some kind of problem mentally, because
You know, maybe they're making up stories or they just plain evil. I don't hang around with people like that regardless of where they come from. I don't hang around with evil people who want to hinder my potential or call me a loser or some kind of negativity because of their ignorance. I dealt with that a long time ago. Ignorant people don't know how to understand people who are different from them. You cannot compare me to them or other people. If they see somebody, a lot of people doing the same thing, and then they compare me to them, that's not fair for them to prejudge me to be less than them, because they don't know what's going on with me, and that's not fair. And it's not good to put down people. So that's my expression. That's why I always keep away from those types. I met those types in my hometown. That's why I'm not there no more. I don't deal with ignorant people in religion and so on. They call me, at the same time, while I'm dealing with that with my music, I hear people calling me the N-word, using racial slurs because of their prejudices, simply because I don't believe what they want, or they're trying to marginalize me because of their bigotry. We have hate crime laws in the state of California. If you target me because of my skin color or anything that related to that, you can get in a lot of trouble. You cannot live on this planet being a racist anymore and think you're going to get away with it. It is not going to happen. You're going to be investigated, and you're going to go to jail sooner or later. Just because I want to be a liberal person, I have to be open-minded. That's why the music involves being liberal. I'm always going to be a liberal, and I'm proud of it. But I'm open-minded to people who think differently than me, as long as they have respect. They can't make me believe or act like something that I can't do. That's not fair. This is a free country. It's like a free country to make music, but it's not a free country for them to target me or to say they're going to steal. And it does happen a lot. I've seen it happen. It happens to artists like me who make music or who are trying to be nice, and then they try to be the bad guy. I think they can just step on me and then take my music and take my dreams away. You know, I did not authorize anyone to sample it. I did not authorize anyone to use it. I did not authorize my music to be in no movies. I did not authorize my music to be anywhere. I did not. I will let you know if I do, because I have to make that decision. No one came to me for offers regarding my music. I did not authorize anyone to use it for rap, rock, or anything. That is the truth. So that is the way it is. I am going to try to, in licensing, I did not authorize anyone to license my music either. But the crazies and the negative people, you know, who are jealous of that my talents as a singer-songwriter or my singing or hear something, they can have a right to use it to get to the top and step on me at the same time. That's not fair. So it's about taking away people's dreams. You know, what goes around comes around. You don't want to hang around with some negative, some crazy, some dangerous people. And you don't want to hang around with someone who's a racist either, or a narrow-minded person who wants to control or tell people what to do, particularly the music industry. A lot of open-minded people in the music, you know, they have to be. The fans are diverse, so they're diverse too. Hollywood is definitely very diverse. But I dealt with a lot. I own my music legitimately. I also have done my songs ASCAP. I do not want the frauds in the mirror. I don't want the only legits. If legits come to me and contact me about my music, ask me about it, ask me permission, then that's it. I have nobody ask me for permission. I want no phonies around me, because these people will call you. Again, I have people who said they got $100,000 for my music without permission, and that is fraud. That's a lie. Probably a lie. They're probably making up stories, but if they ain't, they committed a felony. But the hardships of being an artist trying to break into music business is hard. Well, I'm trying to go up, it may take a long time wherever I go, wherever I do, because sometimes, you know, today I was like, I have these things about, you know, doing something to, you know, in life to get me going, you know, and then something takes off and I go off, you know, the deep end, but I get back. I don't want somebody to take me down, further down. That's why I stay away from drugs and alcohol, because that's primarily the one way to go down. And I've seen it with artists who take drugs and alcohol and how it can destroy their lives. Mental health issues is definitely a situation that has happened. And, you know, and with artists, and I have because of the hardship that I had. But I just continue to be positive. But at the same time, I can't be no fool by living this life called reality. Reality is cruel. Can't be cruel, but also can be good. It's just that you kind of enhance it by going for dreams, but you also have to be aware that, you know, when I have roses, there are sometimes some thorns around. I don't want those thorns around me. So that's what I need to do. Continue to promote my dream, be positive. And the most important thing is to make music. So if you feel pressure out there about whatever dream you have or music, whatever, if you believe it and you love to do it, keep doing it. Take some time off it. And then it's all right to quit, too. If it's that painful, you don't need to deal with that. It's hard to take those rejections. I was feeling that today. I don't know how long I'm going to do it, but I have to, it's part of who I am. But I'm also got other parts of my life I have to take care of, my intellectual side, but the art side, I have a gift, and it has to go with the world. It has to connect to the world. But I did not make music on the keyboard or sing or write lyrics for someone to undermine it or to destroy it. That's not what life is for. We only got one life to live. I had to make the best out of it, but I also had to have a dream. Don't take my dream away. Because if you try to, that just shows you're a very evil person. Because I can't take someone else's dream away. I can't take your dream. Your dream should happen. You just have to be nice and do it legally. So to all of you who are listening, who have trouble with dreams, continue to go for it. This is my opinion. And don't give up. Stay away from the negativity. Stay away from the hatred. Stay away from people who judge you. And that's what I say to me. And never give up. It's about the art. Good day, good night from Dubnay.